Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. You that own automobiles, you know, if you're driving down the road and the car keeps pulling you to one side or pulling you out of the lane, there's the need for an alignment, right? Well, if we're truly preparing for the glory of God, then there's the necessity for us to come into alignment. Amen. In other words, into God's divine design. He has a design for our lives in particular and for our lives corporately. You know, like I know the human body, it's interesting. The human body, proper alignment of our spine is necessary. It's essential if we're going to have health. Amen. If our spine is out of alignment, it's going to affect a lot of the other parts of the body, just the spine. If it's out of alignment, it's going to affect a lot of the parts of our body. Health problems sometimes can be fixed without a lot of surgery, without a lot of stuff, if we address the issue of alignment. Amen. And I say that in the spirit realm too. There are many things that can be solved that will cease to be issues in one's life if they properly align with the Word of God. Amen. So in 1 Chronicles chapter 13, let's start at verse number 1. Well, at 1 Chronicles 13. This portion of Scripture is going to be in reference to the old covenant ark, which represents the new covenant presence of God, and what happened to Israel when the ark was out of its place, and what began to happen when the ark began to be taken toward its proper place. Listen, take inventory of your life, especially when God starts to deal with you in things. Because it's like a woman carrying a child. Sometimes your posture has to change. You cannot put new wine into old wineskins. Let me say that again. Sometimes there's the tendency to hold on to an old wineskin. How you've always done something. How you've always believed. You know, what you always have felt. And sometimes when God is dealing with you and wants to take you to another level, or let me use the word upgrade you, then sometimes that wineskin, he's going to make it uncomfortable for you. Now, this is where a lot of times people miss it with God. They get uncomfortable at a church or in a congregation. Now, in some places you need to be uncomfortable. Amen. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when the word tries them. And so they get disturbed. But see, what God is doing, he's rattling your cage that you are imprisoned in and wanting to take you to another level. So there's going to be some discomfort. Nobody fusses at a doctor who does a surgery on them and gets all the cancer out. Because they hurt. I'm suing that doctor, but I'm healed. No, you thank the doctor. The process of healing may be a little painful, but this we need to understand, and it's not that God's angry with you.
There is a move of God coming to the Treasure Coast that you do not want to miss. Apostle Trevor Banks invites you to the 30th anniversary celebration of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, Wednesday, July 27th through the 31st. The heavens will be open and there will be a great outpouring of God's Spirit. God has a reset plan for His church. Don't miss it. For more information, call 772-465-0036 or go to trbanks.com.
It's not that God's angry with you. He's not angry with us. We couldn't endure his anger. Matter of fact, the Word of God says his anger endure but a moment. But he's taking you and I and the remnant, the body of Christ, to different levels, different places in him where we've never been before. Amen. Amen. Just because God doesn't change doesn't mean that we don't change. And when I say change, I don't mean go back to things or do foolish things or add stuff. No, matter of fact, God is taking us back, if this makes sense to you, back to the Word of God. Church, as we have seen today, has left the Word of God. Tell the truth, make the devil a lie. And some of everything is okay now. Nothing is addressed. Amen. Nothing is said, and people get mad at you if you address certain things. Amen. 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 I ain't nothing but the mailman. Amen. Don't get mad because I deliver your bills. You owe. Amen. 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 So this is important. The church must mature. Why? We must prepare for glory. I'm not talking about the sweet by and by. I'm talking about what's coming here, what's coming on the planet in these last days. The Lord says, arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Darkness is going to continue to envelope the earth and the people of the world. Darkness, blindness. But he says, the church, my called out ones, your glory, there's a glory coming. Tell somebody right now, there's a glory coming. There's a glory coming. So prepare yourself. If I can use the word alignment, that's important. Yes. To align ourselves with God's word so that there's nothing missing. You know, when the death angel went through Egypt, the fathers were told to put the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel so that when death came through to destroy the firstborn, it would see the blood and it would pass over. And they were to have, each household was to have a lamb in the household. That was the order. Now, let's say somebody said, oh, I don't believe in that stuff. I ain't done well. Guess what? When the death angel came, it didn't see the blood. Yeah, you're a devout Israelite. You're in the kingdom. You see the kingdom, but you're out of alignment. Amen. Can I just talk to you here? Because today there's so much itching ear. Only tell me what I want to hear. Tell the truth. Listen, I've been at this thing a long time. I know, and you know, the even the church, not all churches, not all people, they are really strong. You know, there are people that are really moving in the Lord. There's a remnant. But in general, the model that's being followed are full of itching ears. Amen. Anything goes. You know, just build the numbers. Build the coffers. You know, make sure the music's good, the lighting's good, you know, the smoke. Amen. It's true. It's more theater. Amen. And people come and they want to be entertained. Amen. You know, anything that makes them uncomfortable or that is true. See, we have to have a love for the truth. Amen. Amen. Deception comes because people have not a love for truth. Yes. You know, like I know, sometimes truth will smack you across the face. Sometimes it'll chasten you. But God does it in love. He don't do it out of anger or spite. Amen? So let's establish that there's a due order, there's an alignment that must take place if we're going to properly prepare to receive and then be able to maintain the glory. Amen. We don't want to be a place where God just visits. Amen. We want to be his habitation. Everywhere we go and in everything we do, we want God involved. I don't want anything in my life that I'm doing that God can't get involved with. That God can't smile on, that God can't touch, that God can't condone. Amen. Nothing in the closet.
Amen.
Tell somebody, so alignment is important. It's divine design. Moses was told in the mountain when God brought him up into the mountain and showed him the tabernacle. He told him when he went down to build it according to the pattern that I showed you in the mount. This is for somebody here. God showed Moses himself. There wasn't a whole bunch of people up there viewing what God was showing Moses. Sometimes God shows you something.
Amen.
It may not be what all your relatives think ought to be for you.
Amen.
They think you need to be a doctor or a lawyer, but God showed you something else in the mount. And the challenge is when you go back down in the valley where all the folks at and all the opinions are, and everybody think you ought to do this and you ought to do that, you got to build according to what you saw in the mount. Tell somebody, stay with that pattern. Come on, stay with what God showed you. And I guarantee you, you will have opposition. Because that opposition has to come and try what it is you're doing to see if it's of God or not. If it's of God, it'll remain. If it's just you, you'll give up on it. Amen. So when Moses got down there, he built everything just as God said, to the little tassels on the curtains. The same color God said, the same fabric God said. And then when he did it according to the pattern, the glory came and filled the tabernacle. God had a place where he could dwell then. Well, today it's not a building like this, it's a building like this. This is why we must come into alignment. So God can dwell with us. Amen? And be in us. So the ark back then represented the glory and the presence of God. The ark of the covenant. So let's read 1 Chronicles. What did I say? 1 Chronicles 13? Okay, are we there? Okay, here we go. And David consulted with the captains of the thousands and the hundreds and with every leader. And David said unto all the congregation of Israel, if it seem good to you, and that it be of the Lord our God, let us send abroad unto all our brethren everywhere that are left in all the land of Israel, and with them also to the priests and Levites, which are in their cities and suburbs, that they may gather themselves unto us, and let us bring again the ark of God to us. For we inquired not at it in the days of Saul. Let me pause there because Saul, King Saul, and I'm just going to run down a little bit of history. King Saul was the first king of Israel, but it was never God's intention for Israel to have a king.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Israel wanted a king. So God said, all right, we're going to, but this king that's coming, I'm going to tell you what he's going to do. And he told him through Samuel what the king would do. And so Saul was all of that. And let me say, a bag of chips. He was all of that. He was everything Samuel said.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, my name is Barry Osterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on TakenTV.Lightcast.com.
Looks like an end. empty grave.